Hey there, parents. Thanks for listening to the No Problem Parenting Podcast. Are you ready to become the confident leader your kids crave you to be? Are you losing your crap on your kids, yelling, giving in, and exhausted at the end of every day? You can start building confidence in your parenting immediately, whether your child is a toddler or all grown up and still living in your house. Don't make this parenting gig harder than it needs to be. Register to become a No Problem Parent. It comes with an app so you can listen to the tips and tools just like you're listening to this podcast. Click the link in the show notes or go to noproblemparents.com. Become a No Problem Parent today. Hey there, welcome back, No Problem Parents. In episode 263, we introduced a groundbreaking app that goes beyond merely ensuring a restful night's sleep. I shared my initial encounter with NewCalm in part one, and today Jim Poole, the president of NewCalm, is going to explain the science behind my experience. In the NewCalm app, you'll find six different tracks for all ages, and Jim is going to share a little bit more about each of those tracks, their cumulative benefits. So for a better night's sleep, decreased anxiety, and more calm in your day, try the 7-day free trial of NewCalm, and be sure to enter the code NOPROBLEM for 15% off all NewCalm products. NewCalm isn't just another wellness product. It is a pioneer in the field of neuroscience, and it's backed by over 33 years of relentless research and innovation. NewCalm combines patented technology with proven results. And in part three of my conversation with Jim, he's going to share more about who NewCalm is helping, including cancer patients, military, veterans, mental health and trauma victims in both kids and adults, and benefits for athletes. So be sure to follow the show to get alerted when part three of this conversation drops. And be sure to go back and listen to episode 263 if you haven't heard that yet. All right, let's get into my continuing conversation with Jim Poole, president of NewCalm.
We know that if we take your brain, gently guide it to theta, and we hover your brainwave in this state, 4 hertz to 7 hertz, really cool things happen. It's called the healing zone for a reason. In that state, which is a deep lucid dream state just above deep sleep, your cells clean their toxins. They do their cellular maintenance. Your cell's mitochondria is restored. This is the cellular health associated with sleep. So they tell us, hey, you need 8 hours of sleep. Sleep's important. If you were to live to be 100 years old, you should sleep for 33 years. All those things are great. But why? Well, that is why. In the theta brainwave part of sleep is where you heal and recover and restore. So using advanced physics in the form of software underneath music, you put on a headphone and we gently guide your brain and hold you into theta. That is the key to lower our inflammation, increase our resilience, give us that stress response we're looking for without drugs. So that's what we did. And we did that for 9 years. What we learned from that was, hey, if we can take a highly stressed, traumatic brain that has a comorbidity of addiction and take you to a sweet spot within 8 minutes and you're hovered in theta and you're healing, then we can take your brain anywhere. And that's what we've done since. In 2018, we launched PowerNap. We took the physics platform of Rescue, which takes you into theta, and we just made it shorter time period. Because today humans are so self-absorbed, so busy and stuck in their gerbil wheel, they literally believe they don't have 1/48th of the day to take care of themselves. If I asked someone, hey, this is NewCalm. It's amazing. Wow, that sounds really cool. How do I do it? Well, I need 30 minutes. They panic. Mm-hmm. I don't have 30 minutes. Do you know who you're talking to? Well, okay. You don't have 1/48th of the day to take care of yourself. Okay. How about 1/72nd of the day? Do you have 20 minutes? So we built PowerNap expressly to make it easier for people to get the help they need without even knowing they need it. In 2021, November 15, we had one of those cathartic, amazing days in the milestone trajectory of a company. And in one single day, Jackie, we went from 2 products to 5 products. We launched Deep Sleep. We launched Flow State. We launched Ignite. Deep Sleep took us 9 years to create. It's the most complex physics we've ever built. And the reason is we didn't want you to have to wear a headphone while you're sleeping, much like a CPAP. People have obstructive sleep apnea, they need oxygen, but it's inconvenient, so the compliance is low. Same thing with a headphone. So deep sleep takes you down to 0.5 hertz. Flow state doesn't take you to the healing zone of theta. It holds you in alpha, the creative zone. And then ignite, which we used confidentially. There were 998 elite Department of Defense military operators and professional athletes who signed a confidentiality agreement with our company. And from 2016 to 2021, they had confidential access to Ignite, which amplifies your brainwave in a 13 to 15 minute pattern and puts you in this state of high performance, mistake-free mental acuity. Literally put you in a state to achieve your mission or to play your game, whatever that was. And then in July of 2022, we completed 32 years of scientific discovery when we launched Focus. And this completion showcased that of the five categories of brainwave function, we now offered in a single mobile app, six products that manage every aspect of the human brain. So that's what we've done. Now, to get specific on your experience, it's amazing and it is subtle and there's an accumulation of subtleties. Number one, we put you to sleep. When we are preparing for sleep, we have to resolve all the cortisol. We have to resolve all the built up stress, anxiety, overwhelm, expectation, confusion, agitation from the day. We cannot go to sleep angry. If you've ever had a verbal argument with your spouse in bed, man, you don't fall asleep right away because you're like, I'm amplified. So when you put on deep sleep for the first time, not knowing what this does, you literally were feeling the body's step-by-step process of allowing you to relax and fall into sleep. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It is amazing. Every night, the physics platform of what we do is like a tuning fork. So every day you do this is the day your brain is training itself on how to prepare for sleep, how to sleep better, how to get into focus, how to get into intensity. So it's literally a tuning fork. There's a cumulative benefit to every day using this technology to help offset all the other stimulation that's coming our way. So the deep sleep piece, what you can expect for the rest of your life, fast onset of sleep, regardless of how your day was, a deeper sleep experience, whereas when you wake up between 2 and 3 in the evening, and we all do, it's called our liver. The biorhythm of the human liver wakes up between 2 and 3. And when the liver wakes up, it exercises its right and creates adrenaline to enzymatically break down the toxins in your liver. So interestingly enough, because we humans think everything is, we're unique, we're not. Every human being in your time zone is up at the same time. We all wake up between 2 and 3. The trick is, when we wake up and we use the bathroom, can we go back to sleep? And some of us, our primordial midbrain, the reptile part of our brain, governed by the amygdala, gets a thought when we're peeing. And all of a sudden we get back in bed and we're like, deep sleep negates that. You get to the bathroom, you do what you need to do, you get back in bed, and you barely even remember you got up to go to the bathroom. So deep sleep is going to give you onset of sleep, deeper sleep, and you're going to wake up feeling rested, which is an amazing gift to someone who's busy like you. The experience you had with your family is even more awesome to me. Now, how the human brain is wired, we have a reptile part of our brain and we have a prefrontal cortex. And the way this works is the reptile part of our brain has a lot more years of history, a lot more circuitry. The fight, flight, or freeze, stress, fear, anxiety, depression, and worry has millions of years of evolution and circuitry. It's a perfected system. But our forehead and our prefrontal and frontal cortex is what separates us from primates. This is what makes us the human species. And this area of our brain and the wiring in this part of our brain is our patience, our presence, our character, our personality, our executive functioning, our logic. This is who we are. But the midbrain, led by the amygdala, is fight, flight, freeze, stress, fear, anxiety, depression, and worry. So the battle every day is for resource allocation. The currency of the human brain is not in the form of money. It's not in the form of time. It's not in the form of attention. It's oxygen-rich red blood. And when your brain is triggered through an idea, through a worry, through a thought, through a text, through a voicemail, it activates the primordial reptile brain, the amygdala, and it sucks the resources from your forehead. So each day that you do rescue and each night that you do deep sleep, here's what we're doing. We are taking the power away from the reptile part of your brain. Now, when you are getting ready to organize and oversee the efficacy of a family gathering, it's a lot of moving parts, creates a lot of cortisol. You're activating, all your senses are peaked, and you're exhausted at the end of the night because you're just like, wow, that was a lot of effort. When you went this time, because you've been structurally removing strength from the reptile part of your brain and putting the resource in your forehead, you were able to be receptive and responsive. You were self-aware and you were aware of what's going on and you were paying attention. I call this the matrix. You become like a sleep whisperer and a stress whisperer. You're like, wow. When I first started using NuCalm 15 years ago, I remember traveling a lot because I still do. And I'm in the airport. I'm like, wow, I'm like a stress whisperer. I can feel people's stress. And it's not because I couldn't feel it before. I wasn't self-aware. I was involved in my own stress response. My amygdala was fully active. So when we can redeploy resources to our forehead, we become responsive, active participants in our life, as opposed to being spectators in our life where we're trapped between worrying with anticipatory anxiety what the future holds in the next hour or day, or we're thinking through guilt, shame, depression about the past. Rescue each day opens up the channels and the circuitry and the blood flow for you to be you. And your family will notice this. Everybody in your life will notice this. And you'll be like, huh, interesting. But you will start to process things that used to agitate you and they'll roll down your shoulders.
It is so interesting. And I'm experiencing it now. And then what I will say too is it's almost this uncomfortable feeling because, you know, the muscle memory of the brain, when you're habitually going through the motions every day or being in a busy, chaotic, you know, lifestyle or, you know, stinking thinking, like I like to call it, or overthinking things, and that change starts to change. Then you're like, wait a minute. It's like this weird, uncomfortable dance. I don't know how to do this calm. Does that make sense?
I'm smiling because I like talking to people who are beginning their journey and who have self-awareness. You are in an existential battle of the control matrix. Your central nervous system has a control matrix. We all do. And typically females have a stronger locus of control, and females who are mothers have the strongest locus of control. And so it is the muscle memory, but it's really the central nervous system. If your central nervous system had its way, we would be creatures of habit and you would never leave your home for the rest of your life. Because if you don't leave your home for the rest of your life, the predictability, the familiarity, and the anchors keep you safe. It's never going to ping the amygdala from your office. It's safe. So when we go out there, we are all creatures of habit, and we have an incredible capability of normalizing dysfunction. We can normalize anything. We see this resilient pattern in the human species. We're like, wow, we're incredible. Well, a lot of times we normalize dysfunction because we are all creatures of habit. And if it's a familiar pattern, I can make do. But take me out of my familiar and it's exhausting because I'm trying to learn new circuitry in my brain. So my background is raised by two psychotherapists, studied science, studied psychology, then went into business, and I did Wall Street private equity banking. And in that sector, it comes with high risk, high reward, high expectation, high stress, high travel, high accountability, and a control matrix where I felt as a young person running companies all over the world that I was in control because I felt I needed to be because it was my job and I was held to account to grow the company. As I started this process, and unbeknownst to me, using NuCalm on a daily basis, my brain was evolving. I was creating more self-awareness, more patience, more sleep, more restoration. I wasn't even aware of this. I was just using it because it helped me feel better and I got more out of my day. That's the only reason I was using it. It was an efficiency tool. And then in 2014, I met up with a world-renowned radiation oncologist, Dr. Ed Gilbert, and he invited me to speak at this event in New Jersey, of all places, with all of this Russian technology. And it was built around locus of control and brain mapping and your brain chemistry and your chi and your chakras and all this stuff. And we did this thing and they had me do all these tests and they said, wow, all your chakras are in line and you're doing amazing stuff, but your crown chakra, you try to control everything, Mr. Poole. I said, yeah, I do. I'm an investment banker, man. That's my job. They said, no, you don't get it. When you stop controlling everything, everything's going to get easier. You're not really in control of anything anyway. And I thought to myself, who are these idiots? You guys are, you know, puffy, fluffy, fifi, shushi. I don't know what you're doing, but I know what I need to do. And you guys are insane. Not more than a month later, I had a cathartic moment in my life where I was like, wow, they were right. I don't have control. I never did. We barely are in control of ourselves because of the circuitry of our brain, and the brain's memory pattern is a lot better than our personal memory. Not only do we not have control of ourselves, it is a complete fallacy bordering on insanity to think we can impact and control others. We can do none of this. So I went from 2009 to 14 doing New Calm and Rescue and, you know, living. I still thought I was controlling. I went through that existential battle and I'm on the other side. I control very little and it's a very healthy place to be. And my self-awareness and ability to show up. I have a saying, because I'm in the business world. People are like, yeah, we got this meeting, we got that meeting. And I get to meet all these incredible people and I travel all over the world. And I say, I prepare for nothing and I show up for everything. And that lifestyle for me has made me healthier, made me more magnanimous, and made me more approachable, because I have no expectation of anyone or anything. Think about this. You're in a business meeting, you're coaching your kids in a game, whatever it is. Think about going into a meeting and think about the expectation you're carrying. We all have them. When you come in with expectation and things start not going the way you think they should go, it literally changes your behavior. You become agitated. You become a lot of other thoughts behind your head. Your heart palpitates. You get sweaty. You're literally not present in that meeting at all anymore. You're trying to keep this control matrix in check. It's garbage. People know this. They can feel it. Like, well, something's, Jackie's not acting right today, or her energy has shifted. And it's only because in your head, you had a level set of expectations that weren't being met. And you started to panic. Well, if you go into each meeting with no expectation, you're going to be wholly impressed with the fact that things are going to work out the way they're going to work out anyway. You didn't have control over it. So it is fascinating. And your journey is just beginning. And the cumulative impact of every day taking care of your autonomic nervous system and ensuring that the amygdala is not fed. The amygdala feeds off your stress, feeds off your worry, feeds off your anxiety. We all have good days and bad days. We all have things that seem like speed bumps. Sometimes the speed bumps seem like roadblocks, and then it changes our physiology for the rest of the day. And then we get into this karmic thinking, oh, I'm just going to have a terrible day. No, you're not. If you allow yourself to respond to life, life happens, you're in a much better place. So what we've done with this technology is to bring to the world the first and only capability for you as a human being, individual, with all the incredible complexity of your brain, and allow you to simply change your state by selecting a channel on an app and putting a headphone on.
Reminds me to ask the question, how long do we need to use New Calm? Is this something that you're going to see results in right away? Maybe not everybody's going to be as aware or have the same experience that I had. Today's podcast sponsor is Dr. JJ Kelly at drjjkelly.com and her Get Real program, an emotional skills training program based on dialectical behavioral therapy. If you have a teen or young adult experiencing ongoing conflicts in relationships, intense and rapid mood changes, the inability to relax, trouble recognizing choice, holding in your anger and then blowing up at others, or numbing out in response to fear, Dr. JJ Kelly's Get Real program is going to help. So go to drjjkelly.com for more information. And thanks again, Dr. JJ, for being a sponsor of the No Problem Parenting podcast. So number one, how long do we need to use New Calm? Number two, another experience I had, and I wasn't sure if this related or not, but about a couple weeks in, I started to feel a little agitated during the day, and I started to notice the anxiety creeping in again. And I thought, oh man, maybe this isn't working. But then I remembered that I hadn't used Restore for a couple of days in a row. And I thought, okay, wait a minute. Do I have to use it every day in order for it to work? Will there be a point where I can wean off the daytime ones? Talk about that a little bit.
Well, first and foremost, I suspect that when you were having that anticipatory anxiety, agitation, you were going through some type of transition.
Right.
Okay. With transition comes stress because the central nervous system wants pattern recognition, familiarity. And if you don't do New Calm and a few days go by and you're in transition, yeah, guess what? The old wiring rebounds like a boomerang. First answer to your question, I believe that you will New Calm and use New Calm for the rest of your life. This belief comes out of seeing 15 years of people's behavior, but also knowing that in today's world, time is a really important commodity for all of us. And I think we're learning the power of recovery, the necessity for recovery, repair for sleep. And it's hard because it's intangible. You can't really see recovery, but you feel when we're not recovered, we feel that exhaustion. So New Calm is not the be all end all. It is not the only tool out there. Meditation was invented 3,500 years ago by the Chinese. Meditation is amazing. The physiological benefit of meditation mimics New Calm's rescue channel. But meditation comes with challenges. It's nebulous. I don't really know if I'm doing it right. It takes time. Every day is the same. You could also do yoga. You could also do Tai Chi. You could also study breathing techniques like Wim Hof. There are ways to balance the autonomic nervous system. The key to New Calm is that it's a technology that's built on physics and math. It works every time and it's easy. So it is a shortcut for me to become a meditating monk without ever learning how to meditate. Now, growing up, I have an identical twin brother. I shared a baby apartment for 9 months in the womb with this gentleman. And we grew up as wrestlers and martial artists. We love to fight. I love to fight with rules. We meditated for 20 years in martial arts. And I'm pretty sure that I am the worst meditator in the history of meditation. When I sit in meditative pose and I close my eyes, half the time I have a panic attack. You know, my day's chores and all these things. I'm like, I don't enjoy this. I'm not a good meditator.
It's like, don't leave me alone with my own thoughts. What do you mean?
Exactly. My monkey mind is way too strong. I use this tech to replace that. And I use this tech to see I'm going to be healthier, even though my lifestyle is not healthy. I travel about 250 to 300 days a year, and I have done this for 29 years. That's not healthy. I just got off the road. I was just on the road for 16 days out of 17. I was in New Orleans for a week, then I was in Park City, Utah. It's not healthy. I use this as a tool to do the things that I know I need to do, but I won't make the time to go to a yoga studio, do Tai Chi. So that aspect, this is a daily function for the rest of my life. There's a cumulative improvement to the autonomic nervous system. Each day that you do rescue, when you are in balance, I can tell you this from 15 years and millions of data points. When you are in balance, your rescue session will be between 28 and about 38 minutes. And when you're in rescue, for the audience here who's never tried this before, this isn't magic and it's not like, hey, what happens? It's not. It's really simple. You find a safe, comfortable place. You lay down, you put an eye mask on and headphones, and you select rescue. The first few minutes, nothing really happens. We call this the departure lounge. We're seeking permission from your central nervous system, from your control matrix, and saying, hey, we're going to take you to this healthy place, and you're going to love it. because this is where you're going to restore. And then about minute 8, you'll notice your body really start to fall into your bed and your respiration slows down. Your hands may tingle and you're just like going. And you enter into this lucid dream state. Your mind is free to wander while your body separates from your monkey mind and you heal. And every minute you're in there is a minute that your cells restore and you heal. Now, according to research at Harvard Medical School by Dr. Chung Kang Pang, the world's leading statistical biophysicist, I didn't know that was an occupation you could pursue. I'd never even heard of that. I was like, what is that? He said, Jim, did you know that 20 minutes of your rescue product is equivalent to 2 hours of restorative sleep? And I said, no, CK, I didn't know that. And furthermore, I don't even know what you're talking about. He said, well, in the sleep architecture, the healing part, the reparative, restorative, cellular piece is called theta. And in theta is when we dwell asleep. But after puberty, we find that there's a negative consequence to poor sleep patterns, and we glide through theta too soon. So what you're doing with your technology is you're literally taking us here and you're holding us here. So every 20 minutes is equivalent to 2 hours of restorative sleep. So for you listeners out there, we're all going to have bad sleep nights. The human body cannot make up sleep debt, but physics can. So that's what we can do for you to fill in those gaps. So I can do a 5 hour travel, or I can do this or that, and then I can do a 30 minute rescue and it restores and makes it up. So that day I'm not lacking energy and mental clarity. So every day that you do rescue, you will notice if you're in the 28 to 38 minute zone, you're healthy. And you know when to get out because you simply come to. It's like the button on a turkey. You're just lying there. You're out of your mind. You don't know what's going on, but you just come to. And when you come to, you just get up. So rescue should be a daily recipe for all 8.5 billion humans each day, because there's one constant that we know of beyond death and taxes, and that is stress is coming every single day. This is the antidote to take care of that daily stress. And then at night, that combination of deep sleep, and you win. We've got your stress response. We've got your sleep response licked. The rest of your life is up to you, but we're going to put you in a state that prepares you to be at your best all the time. So every day for the rest of your life, you're going to use rescue. Now, in the event that you don't have 30 minutes, and there are days that we don't, we built PowerNap, and it's 20 minutes concentrated version of rescue. And then at night you do deep sleep. So this is a cumulative everyday kind of thing. There are days, Jackie, where I could go 3 or 4 days without it. I choose not to. And I'm fine because I've been using this for 15 years. So I'm in balance. I'm able to be in a self-aware perspective and kind of know what's going on. And even crazier, and this is really fascinating, I'm at a state where I have such awareness of my brain waves that I can tell when I'm not doing stuff where I'm slipping into theta, where I'm falling asleep, because I'm so in tune with it because I've been doing this for so long. So this is a daily occurrence. I will work with people with stage 4 cancer on Monday. Here's how cancer works. Since 2014 till today, we've helped thousands of people stay alive who've been given a death certificate from their medical oncologist. They've gone through the surgeries, they've gone through the radiation, they've gone through the chemo, and they're done. Well, they're not done. The human body has an amazing skills to heal itself. The challenge is mind. When you're diagnosed with cancer, you are consumed by stress, fear, anxiety, worry, anger. And then the medical system is confusing. And you're surrounded by people that are sick. It's constant reinforcement that you're now in this state. And many people lose sight of who they are and become the diagnosis of cancer. And they lose that hope. We are not curing cancer. Their body is curing cancer. We are giving them the gift of taking the stress response and putting it in the garbage and giving them restorative sleep. And the recipe from Dr. Jan Ranicki will be use rescue 1 to 2 times each day for the rest of your life and deep sleep at night. Let's get you in balance so your body can heal you from cancer. So this is daily.
All right, we're going to pause the conversation right there. And then next week, we're going to learn a little bit more about what NuCalm is doing to support cancer patients, as well as people who have endured trauma, who have anxiety, depression, addiction. So if you're curious about how NuCalm is transforming lives, we're going to explore the impact on a variety of groups, including parents. And we're going to talk specifically to you, parents. Be sure to click that follow, subscribe, or download button on whatever app you're listening to. Check out the link in the show notes for the 7-day free trial and be sure to enter coupon code NOPROBLEM for 15% off. All right, you guys, we'll see you next week with part 3 of this 3-part series with Jim Poole and NuCalm.